Samantha Lamb is fighting for her husband's life.
Pull me. 15 seconds.
For her to do this for me is just, it's mind-blowing, really.
He has kidney failure, and Sam's determined to give him one of hers.
Best thing for Andy is to get this kidney transplant as quickly as it can be done from his wife, rather than waiting for an organ from someone who's deceased.
But there's a big problem. Sam's 19 stone, and an operation is too dangerous for her, so she must lose weight, and quickly, if she's to save her husband.
Benny, I know I found the one and only person I'm ever supposed to be with, my real soulmate, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let something as trivial as kidney disease take him away from me. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. I'm too young to be a widow.
Andy Lamb has had a lifetime of kidney disease. He had a transplant 11 years ago, but that kidney has now failed, leaving him critically ill.
Now, I pulled up and I said, are you all right? And he's trying to make out he was okay. But then he saw I struggled back and I said, sit down. And he said, I should be okay in a minute.
His brother Stuart has found him almost unconscious with dangerously low blood pressure.
My heart goes out to him because he said, I don't want to be a burden. I said, you're not a burden on anybody.
I can knew there's something wrong. The fact that he looks like...
Death warmed up.
Yeah. And the fact that he went straight upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming down now. You can hear him.
Blue one.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want a cup of tea?
No.
Water?
Yeah.
Coke? You can see you're darker around the eyes today.
Mm. Sat there for ages, the blood pressure was really low.
You're really quite clammy.
Cold.
Do you want to go to bed for this?
No.
Yeah, it is outside.
Yeah.
The illness means he can't play an active role in bringing up his daughter Bea. A transplant would get family life back to normal.
Andy's been on the donor list for a long time. His kidney failure is getting worse. The chances of him getting a donor whilst he's on the list is slim, very, very slim. Because he's had one before, makes it more complicated. So it's not working. So I want to do what I want to do now. You know, we've tried it his way, and this is my way, which is to do whatever I have to do to give him my kidney and make him better.
Sam has given herself 4 months to lose the necessary weight.
That is 60 calories. Just doing... about 2.5 minutes running. It's not bad.
It's already 5 weeks since she made her life-changing decision.
When I went to see the doctors at the time, I was nearly 19 stone. So, I mean, the doctor weighed me and she said, not good, got to lose weight. The restrictions are they just wouldn't do it because it's too much risk for them. I mean, I need to be fit and healthy to have this, to give the kidney so that I can recover quickly and go home, not cause the NHS more operations, struggles, worries afterwards, and Andy more struggles and worries afterwards.
Her coaches, Chris Hubble and Andy Parsons, have created a programme for Sam which involves a 2-hour gym session 5 days a week.
Absolutely no way is it going to be easy. It's going to push me to my limits in every single way. And I've just got to carry on, because if I don't, it's too much at risk, too much to lose.
It's such a lot for her to take on, especially somebody who's never really worked out before. It's a lot of stress on the body. What she's going through is so, so stressful, not just physically, but mentally as well. Right, so what I've got on the bar here is what she's got to lose from day one to the op. So we've got here, it's about 22 kilos altogether. That's quite a weight in itself, you know, for anybody to lift, and that's, you know, that's what she's got to take off her body. 22 kilos, talking like a small child weight.
22 kilos equals 3.5 stone.
I know I was mucking around with some of it, but...
But what really matters is Sam's body mass index.
Right, thumbs on top, palms on the outstrips, arms out straight. Okay, so today we're 41.1.
Chris, what was I start?
Your BMI when we first took it for you?
Yeah.
42.8 you were. So, yeah, so we're still on the right direction. We need to get you below 36 for your optimum.
35.
35 is ideal, yeah.
All right. I'm going to put you up to 9, okay, for a minute, okay?
There's going to be days where she's going to not feel 100%, she's not going to feel right, and she's just got to overcome all of that and keep thinking about the end goal. Whatever motivation could you want, you know, to lose weight and to potentially save your husband's life?
I'm not designed for running. Honest.
Kidney failure has left Andy adapting to a very different lifestyle. His body is unable to process fluid, which means he doesn't create much urine.
I'm on a fluid restriction. I'm down to 1 litre a day. And obviously, the more I take on, the more I've got to lose when I go on dialysis. You've got to count things like gravy, if you have gravy with your meal, and even the water you take to take your tablets. You've got to count that in with it as well. So it's not really a lot, what you're drinking. When I've got too much on, or I've got too much fluid on board, it sort of builds up on my leg there. And you can see if you press in, there's quite a lot of fluid there at the moment. Which tells me, really, I've gone probably a little bit overboard, drank more than I should have done.
To control his condition, Andy has dialysis 3 times a week, each session taking 4 hours.
It's what's keeping me alive at the moment. If I didn't have it, then my blood would fill up with toxins, I'd fill up with fluid, and probably wouldn't last long. So it's a must at the moment. It's keeping me alive.
I met Andy in Essex when we were working for the ambulance service up there. We were both working for the same company, and I just sort of didn't even know he was there until we got put together on shift one day, and sort of went from there, really. Andy was like quite persistent, and I think he did say to me what he said to me a few times, actually, that he got to the point where it's like, right, if this doesn't work, I'm just going to give up. And then it was like, oh, actually, don't go anywhere, because I quite like this.
When we first met, I told her about I'd had a transplant, and, you know, it could fail, and I'd be back on dialysis and needing another transplant. And it was from then that she said, well, if you do, I'll do it. I thought it was just, she was being nice by saying it. You know, and yeah, I passed it off a little bit, but then as time got on, and like I said, the kidney did fail, and it came to her that I did need another one, and she still wasn't backing down. You know, reality struck, and I thought, well, she's going to do this.
To find somebody who accepts you for who you are, for what you are, and doesn't really want to change you in any way, apart from making you better, making your life better, grab it. Stuff him in a room and keep him. Never let him out, ever.
There are 20,000 people in Britain on dialysis. It keeps them alive, but it's no cure.
Have you got the blood pressure?
Oh, it's 160 over something. 80, 81, is it?
161, 85.
it's vital for Andy to be on dialysis. Without dialysis treatment to replace his kidney function, he would die. You can't live without kidney function for more than about 10 days. Unfortunately, though we can replace kidney function quite well with dialysis, we can't deal with all the complications, the most important one of which is the increased risk of heart disease. So the earlier they have a kidney transplant, the better it is from the point of view of their life expectancy and the risk of complications.
Pop the needle in. There we go. No girly scream. How's it sounding?
I don't even feel it going in, so...
Is that skill, do you think, or...?
Well, that's definitely skill, yeah. Absolutely.
Andy is my main concern. Will his heart be okay? Will his blood pressure be okay? Because his main problem is blood pressure at the minute. See, this is another reason for quickly doing it, because if I do it quicker, then Andy's not going to deteriorate so much and we can get there quicker and I can catch him before they go, I'm not happy about doing the operation while he's like this. Because when soon as they say that, you don't really have much choice of coming back. You know, this... top of the hill, going down. It's always hard to go back up.
Andy knows Sam can save his life, but he's also aware that the operation will be dangerous for them both.
Obviously, with us removing a kidney, we're taking one of Sam's major organs away. There are risks to any individual, and the worst case scenario is that Sam could die, but hopefully the chances of that happening are absolutely bare minimum because of all the tests and the process that we've been through to determine their suitability.
But Andy isn't convinced.
I don't want Sam to do it. Because I know that although, you know, organ donations are few and far between now and there is a real shortage of them, I would rather go through what I'm going through now, the dialysis and everything else, because it's keeping me alive, but I'd rather do that than put Sam at risk. Sam doesn't understand that.
I don't think he'll ever accept it, to be really honest, because at the end of the day, I'm putting myself on the table under a knife for him, and he's got to accept that, and I don't think he can. So he'll get, it's kill or cure, isn't it, really? Can you smell that? That's all you could smell yesterday. All I could smell was chips.
2 weeks on, and Sam's now lost a couple of stone, and her BMI has fallen to an impressive 38.1.
Pretty good. Told you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Good. One, two. We'll keep going until you get it right. One, two. Excellent, Sam. Keep going. Pick up that pace. Don't let it drop off. Come on.
But it's not enough. She must lose another 2 stone, which means more sacrifice.
We wanted to keep a good balanced diet. High protein, plenty of carbs, but the right carbs. So we need complex carbs, which is your brown rice, your brown pastas, potatoes.
When I first started this, they said try and cut back on your processed foods and stuff like that. Eat more vegetables, more fruit, smaller portions. Instead of having a plate full, just have, like, I don't know, salad that size, then a jacket potato the same size as your fist, and then whatever meat or anything the same size as your feet. I'll do it with my feet, because my feet are bigger than my fist.
What you need to do is have a lifestyle change. So that really is healthy eating and good exercise. You combine the two, you can't go wrong.
I just eat more or less the same as what I always used to, but it's just cooked differently and slightly different. Oh, look, Ben and Jerry's is on offer as well.
You can't have it. Thank you.
2 scoops. That is a protein shake. I have this in the morning, which a lot of people will probably say, you should have it after your exercise, but this gives me enough energy. It's slow release, and I can do 2 hours worth of exercise on this, and I feel fine. If I don't have it, then I can still do the 2 hours worth of exercise, but I come home and I'm ravenous, and it is a case of get out of the way, because I'm just going to eat everything. It really does just taste of raspberry milkshake. You want to try some? I really can't believe you fell for that. I'm off to my mum and dad's to pick up B and just see how they are and catch up. So, she's not far, it's only about 15 minutes, if that, from where we live. Okay.
Hello. Pray enter.
I come bearing gifts.
Your daughter's hidden.
There's the sort of family group on the wall. That's all through. She's the baby in the corner and growing up more on her ponies and another pony.
Come with you.
But she was so skinny. She was like a rake. But she didn't put the weight on as she did until she had B. When she had B, you put the weight on after that. See, I do have a photo of her, which she's probably kept hidden from you. What do you think of that?
Is your picture that you have taken in London?
Doesn't look like me.
See, she wasn't big then, really.
No, it doesn't show the rest of
her. I was just going through a divorce. It was the best thing in the world for me. You want to lose weight, get divorced. Right. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
She was not happy.
A train!
We're parents. We worry about our children. Doesn't matter how old you get, you know. Something comes onto the screen that says, operation, you know, cutting bits out, reducing her kidney function by 50%. That's quite a blow, you know, and it's quite a brave person, really, that's prepared to do that for anyone. You've got to love someone to do that. But we don't have to be entirely happy about it.
I'm happy for her now. I'm happy that she's happy doing it. I know she wouldn't be happy. There's no way she would have stopped if I'd have said not to do it. We'd have just ended up rowing.
The doctors know Sam and Andy share the same blood group, but there are more tests before the transplant can go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, as soon as they say, yes, you've got two kidneys, that's it. I don't need to know anything else. I'm just good to go then. I do get very impatient, and I will push. Until we're right there. I won't let them idle around, will I?
No.
Last year, 2,000 people had a kidney transplant. Most of the donors were deceased, but the best results come from those who are still alive, providing their kidneys are healthy.
So, as you probably remember, this is going to be cold.
Yeah.
Hands above your head, probably. Take a deep breath in.
We know so much about our live donor as to the extent of how each kidney functions, how many mils per minute that kidney can filter. We haven't got the advantage of all that information with a deceased donor.
Again, that's decent size, normal kidney. Is it finished?
Two normal size kidneys. Operation next week?
No pressure.
They must also be sure that Andy's antibodies won't react against Sam's kidney.
Quite often we see friends, partners, husbands and wives coming forward. They're not as closely matched as blood relatives, so brother, sister. To be honest, as long as they are blood group compatible, we don't get so caught up with the individual's tissue type being a perfect match. The main thing is that they're blood group compatible, there's no antibodies, and when we do the direct cross match, that comes back as being negative.
They took a blood test so they could mix it to make sure it doesn't react badly. Make sure he doesn't reject me.
It's now a matter of waiting for the results, which means more sessions at the gym and a little less food in the kitchen.
Come on then, do you want some crisp with that?
There we go, great start.
Hello.
Hi Sam, all right?
Okay.
How you doing?
Fine.
Very good. Good. Right, we'll see how your body fat is, so see how that one goes.
Okay.
At the moment, it's actually gone up, Sam.
By is it?
0.4% 0.5%, sorry. What would you put that down to?
I have been really good.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's due to the exercise that you're doing here. But my concern is that obviously we can't control what you're doing outside the doors. So at the end of the day, you know, it's your choice. When you go home and you eat the foods that you want to eat, that is your choice. So in order for you to achieve your goals, you need to be making the right decisions. Unfortunately, I don't think you've done it at home, because my feeling is that you'd have definitely lost weight in between now and then.
So step it up at home.
Yeah. Without meaning to sound rude, hasn't got to her weight overnight. So over the however many years, she's lived a completely different lifestyle to what we're asking of her now. So to completely change is a drastic step for anybody.
I've had a couple of days off, like for tests last week and then tests yesterday again, and little things like that. And then probably, whereas I didn't have anything to eat till 2 o'clock yesterday at all. So I was starving. So I got home, instead of having my normal Ryvita, I just had a sandwich. Well, just having that bread and probably other little things which I can't actually remember off the top of my head, like that, adds up.
It might be snacking, it might not. It could be just the wrong types of food that she's eating in the evening. You know, unfortunately, we can't monitor it all, and potentially she could be having something completely different but telling us something else. So obviously it's hard. I can only take her word for it.
Do you think they trust you?
No. Would you?
Well, if you told me you were doing it.
Fool.
Hi Sam, it's Sarah phoning from Dereford Hospital.
Yeah.
We now have confirmation that all of the tests that we've completed so far are all determining that you and Andy are compatible.
Okay.
It's good news from the hospital.
Andy.
But although this should be a time for celebration,
you're going to the park, yeah?
Andy still has doubts.
And the slide? Yeah?
It's not a baby slide.
It is, isn't it? We know most of the test results have come back all right, and it's all looking good at the moment. Without wanting to sound selfish or ungrateful or anything like that, I was sort of hoping they would come back that she couldn't do it. I still got big issues about her doing it.
Very much with all our live donors, it's quite often that we're having to try and convince the recipient to allow their loved one or their best friend even to go through the process, because they have their own fears, and to actually see someone have a big operation for no reason and no benefit to themselves is really difficult for them to actually comprehend. So I think that the live donors are very clear in why they want to do this, but the recipients do have that bit of doubt.
All the way to the top.
No.
Double's
trying.
But I've still got my worries, I've still got my fears, even though I can't say them to her, because, you know, she passes them off. I've still got them fears, and they're going to be there, and the guilt that I carry around with me is going to be there for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'll stay with you. You're my friend.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Pick it up, Sam, catch you up. Claire, keep going.
Thing is, he's fighting his own demons. He doesn't need to be helping me or carrying me. You know, I was the one who wanted to do this. I was the one who was prepared to go through all the pain and agony and suffering and stuff just to get to where I needed to be so I could make him better. So I have no right, really, to ask him to carry me as well. He really does need to concentrate on his own demons for this, because they're going to be bigger than anything else.
Sprint, Sam. Right, we're going to do that run again, because Claire didn't get started until you got there. Right, go, go. So you better hurry up, Sam.
Come on, Sam.
You better hurry up, come on.
Come on with me, come on with me, come on. Pick it up, just pick it up.
Last run
I
again.
I just need to compose myself. I just need
Sam.
5 minutes.
Okay, Sam.
Sorry.
I'll give it a breather, all right? What's the problem?
Andy's gone off on one again.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how much more I can take before I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have our ups and downs like everybody else. It's just, I can't get my point across to Sam, or, you know, sometimes she just doesn't listen. Unfortunately, she can lose her temper quite quickly when I start going on about, well, you know, my concerns, really. So I've got to learn to keep them to myself.
Just gets a bit hard sometimes.
Was there anything in particular that made you feel down today?
finding it hard to...
It's a combination of a lot of things. She's got, obviously, there's a lot of pressures outside of what we're doing. So it's just a bit of a reality check sometimes, I think, for Sam, when it just clicks what she's doing, and added to the pressures of what's going on at home as well. I think it just comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah, and because I'm here most of the time, it comes out here. But I'm okay now. Build up my little wall and I'll be fine.
Right, let's get you back in the wall, mate. Or at least for me, anyway.
By early July, Sam's weight is heading in the right direction. But she still hasn't reached the target BMI.
Again.
Again? Hey. This afternoon we've got an appointment with the surgeon, Jamie. I think ultimately it's going to be his decision now whether he's going to do it. He's obviously going to look at how Sam's been getting on and all the results that have come back. And if he decides yes, he's going to do it, then it's all going to go ahead and he should give us the date today.
I really hope that he looks at her and realises the work she's put in and sees how healthy she is. So fingers crossed for her. I am a little bit nervous.
I've done everything I can do. Done everything they've asked. So now it's just wait and see.
Sam's very determined, and she has clearly set herself her own targets. I think she's probably got in mind herself the ideal of when she would like the surgery to take place.
The best thing he could say to us today is, I'll see you tomorrow. Because I know he does surgery on Thursdays as well as Tuesdays.
Hi, Sam.
Hello again, Andrew.
Come and have a seat. So, Sam, you've been working hard.
Yes.
So I think when we first saw you, your BMI was 41.
Yeah.
Which is sort of way over the sort of safety zone for an operation.
Yeah.
And you're now down to 37.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you can continue all the good work you're doing, okay, we'll make things safer for us. But I think you certainly, you know, we can say that from the weight point of view, there's no reason why we shouldn't go ahead and give you a date. And next, we're looking middle of September, aren't we? I think it's 15th September is the next available date we've got.
That far?
Yeah.
You do realise that I'll be below the weight I need to be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's fine. But we can certainly, if we give you that date, that'll give us a chance to get everything all sorted out.
I'm really not happy with that.
I think it really but also as well, it's just looking at the availability. And then we've looked through, and that's when our next date is, unfortunately.
And then we'll have your BMI down to 35, won't we?
We'll be way tight lower than that.
That'd be great. It'll help. I mean, 35 is the sort of, you know, that's just inside the safety zone. The ideal is 30, you see, but you know, we're being realistic.
I don't have a problem with September. I'll get shot. I don't want to go out. I know.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that at all. I didn't think you were going to do it that quick, to be honest.
Expectations.
Yeah.
I was hoping for next week.
Yeah, I know you were.
Andy is stable, and there will be no desperate rush within those couple of months for him to have his transplant. And what we need from this is the best possible outcome and things to go as smoothly as possible on the day of surgery.
Really don't want what I've got to say on TV, put it that way. Bastard. I'm going to go and have a very large glass of red wine and think, fuck everything.
I think to calm her down is going to be really tough.
In time, once Sam has sort of thought about it, she'll probably mellow more to the idea that it will be in September, but also as well, she's not quite at her target BMI of 35 at the moment.
Sam now has 8 more weeks to shed one last stone.
Measure that left knee comes up. 2.
I don't want to seem to be wishing my life away, but I just want it here now. I don't want to have to wait, but you know, we've got it, and that's the main thing. And now we just got to pray and hope to Christ that this works. The girls here have decided that they're all going to lose weight as well. and they've all challenged me. So obviously I have no choice now.
Aim for me. Imagine it's Chris at the end. Oh, they just got a bit harder.
Please.
You see the changes, but you don't see how dramatic they are. So yeah, I'm very proud of her. A lot of people would have quit a long time ago.
All this work has been for Andy. But there are some perks for Sam too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And a size 16? From a what? From a size what?
Size 24.
Oh, there you go.
That's got to
be an achievement
in
itself, surely.
Oh. I can't wait to tell Andy. He'll probably go, yeah.
It's meant a complete change of wardrobe.
I used to wear this out in the evenings because this was another thing I bought last year. Size 22 to 24. Oh, this is size 20. There. These used to be my favourite trousers. Told you there's normal.
Before the operation can go ahead, Sam and Andy face one more hurdle.
Are you nervous?
No.
I'm always nervous going to hospitals.
Yeah?
Mm. You see, I don't get down to go to hospitals.
There's an increasing number of live donations, but also a growing need to ensure donors are doing it for the right reasons, and in particular, that they're not being paid.
Yeah, this is the last hurdle. This is after it's this one. We
definitely the last meeting, because after this, it's
we go ahead with everything after this one.
Knife time.
The role of the independent assessor will involve interviewing the donor and the recipient both separately and together. And they will want to be sure that the donor in particular has fully understood all the risks involved in being a donor, that they've committed to do this completely of their own free will, they've not been under any pressure, there's no reward for doing this, and also that the donor understands that they can withdraw from the process at any time.
It was all right, actually. It's really basic questions like, are you being paid? Do you understand the risks that are involved? And I gave him my 1 in 3,000 chance of dying from an anaesthetic, which he was very impressed with. So Google does work. But he just needed to know that I was, you know, completely aware of what was going on. And the fact that even though I'm doing this, Andy might not, you know, survive. And he also, I might not survive, but the kidney might not take either. And what happens then? So. And he said, in his words, he can't see any reason why not, but it should be about 5 working days before we know, which is really good.
How did it go?
Really well. He said, do I know I might die? And I said, yes.
Great, that's cheery. I was in there half a minute.
Half a minute.
If that, yeah.
The Human Tissue Authority give the all clear. It's now down to the surgeon, Jamie Barwell, to decide if Sam is ready for the operation.
We do your weight first and then we'll just check your blood pressure.
Okay.
And go from there. Okay.
There are risks with every operation and particularly with donating a kidney. Now, Sam has got herself into a situation where she's in far better condition than when I first met her.
Do you want to just step forward a little bit more?
She's as near as damn it to the target weight which she's been aiming for all summer, and we're looking good to go with the operation as planned.
Okay, that's great, Sam. Thank you.
Okay. The day of the operation has finally arrived. To avoid any last-minute complications, Andy's been kept in hospital overnight.
Right, child. Right, here. Give Mummy a kiss, because I'm going to go to hospital now.
Mm. I can't go see Grandad.
You can. You can stay with Grandad. Look after him, yeah? And Nanny?
And I'll show these, the trains.
Oh, right, then, OK.
And yeah. The butterflies.
I'll see you in a minute. You go and see Nanny. Right. I suppose that's it. We better go. I just want it over and done with. I'm not nervous about the actual operation. I'm nervous about waiting for an hour and a half before I have to go down to surgery.
Right.
I'm nervous about walking to surgery because ultimately you're walking towards a pair of double doors and you know what's behind that. Lots of sharp instruments.
Love you.
There we are.
See you later.
You know, but the actual surgery itself, I can't be in better hands.
Well, the operation on Sam this morning will take us anywhere between sort of 3 and 5 hours. Because of Sam's high BMI, she is still at higher risk from the anaesthetics. And really sort of every aspect of the procedure is more dangerous because of her high BMI. But at least it's at a reasonable risk, which it wouldn't have been had she not lost so much weight before the procedure.
Come on. All right. You'll be okay.
Yeah. A bit of relief tears, is it?
No, I'm nervous. I'm sick.
You won't be sick.
I don't care in a minute.
See you after, that's all right. Come on. It's all right, darling. I know. There's nothing to be scared of. All right? Okay? Be fine. No, I'll be outside waiting for you. Can you come out, all right? Go on.
All right,
you're
just
going inside. You're here.
Okay. I'm right. How
are you doing? See you later.
Okay. Well done.
We'll see you
later. All right then. You do. I read you a little bit out of this card that Sam's put in. She says, to Andy, if I could give you one thing in life, I would give you the ability to see yourself through my eyes. Only then would you realise how special you are. I think this it goes back to me not letting her do it, me not wanting her to do it, and so to get that, it's just like making me see it from her point of view. And I can see it anyway, because if it was tables a turn, you know, I'd be the first one there to do it, so. And so, it's a very difficult situation.
Sam's done well to lose quite a lot of her weight, but there's still quite a little bit of fat which we're working our way through before we get to the actual muscles of the abdominal wall. And it sort of demonstrates, you know, even this bit is sort of slightly more tricky than it normally would be. Okay, we've got top lights off then, please. There's some jelly on my hand there. There you go. That's great, thanks. Right, now I can already feel the kidney, which is in behind that fat there. Okay, and there's a little glimpse of the bottom of the kidney in there, that blue shadow.
This is the worst bit. This is the bit I've been dreading, was me sat here wondering how Sam's getting on. This is the bit I've not been looking forward to. And like I say, until I know Sam's okay, then I can start settling down a bit. But this is the worst part.
That's the bottom of the kidney, and we're just now starting to separate the kidney from its attachments. That's it, good. Okay, light on over here, please. Okay. So this is the kidney here then. Okay, now that's cold stuff going through the kidney and you can see it's changing colour and now it's gone white, okay, because there's no blood in it at all, which is exactly what you want. And then hopefully it'll go back to being pink once it's got a blood supply and then we'll know things are going well. Okay, you're happy there, Sarah, so I'll just run another sort of half of that.
Coming down here to theatre, I was just thinking, this is it now, let's go for it. No turning, certainly no turning back now. She'd kill me.
Yeah, no, that's gone very well. Sam seems to be perfectly stable. The kidney came out very nicely, and it looks like a good kidney. So just turn attention to Andrew now.
Are you all right, Andy?
Yes, thanks, Sarah.
Good. Everything's all gone absolutely fine.
You all right, is she?
He's gone on your side.
With Sam, so.
Sam's okay, is she?
Yeah. So we'll get you sorted, get Sam woken up,
okay,
and through to recovery, and then get going with your operation.
The human body keeps their kidneys up underneath the rib cage, right at the back, sort of like if you put your hand up around like you're holding your lumbar region like that, inside, underneath, that's where the kidneys live. We don't need to go anywhere near Andy's native kidneys, his original kidneys today. What we'll be doing is placing the kidney in a much easier place for us to get to, which is down in his pelvis, just down here. He's already got a kidney in the right pelvis there, and we'll be putting his fourth kidney in the left pelvis down there. Okay, so time out of ice then, please. Grab that then. I want to try and get a blood supply into the kidney as soon as we can. Okay. Wait. Now grab. Okay, so that's the artery and the vein joined together now. Hopefully the kidney should, which it is, gradually go pink. Okay, perfusion time then, please, guys. This is something you don't often see, but if you watch when I squeeze the pelvis, there's a big amount of urine being made already by this kidney. Okay, it's a bit bloodstained at the moment. So the kidney is working immediately. You get a small white swab in a minute. Okay. Perfectly pink, good pulse in his leg, good pulse in the transplant. And so all we have to do now is close up the muscle layers and cross our fingers that's the last time we have to look at this kidney for quite a while.
Emotions are very, very difficult things to talk about. You're sat there waiting, and then when you hear that everything's gone okay, it's gone well, suddenly you realise that you've been tense like that for several hours, days, weeks, perhaps even months. The tension's been building up. And then at that moment, it's just... it's just there.
Yes.
It's just a relief, crying for relief, for God's sake, you know. Goodness.
See you later.
2 days later, Sam and Andy are reunited.
Yeah. How do you think Andy's going to be feeling?
If it's a rough assist, he'll be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I know he's been feeling okay because everyone keeps telling me he looks really good.
Oh, ideal. There you go.
Hello. You're all right, how
are
you feeling?
Sick.
Oh, dear. Neither am I. I'm feeling really poorly now.
No, yeah.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity to be able to bring the couple back together, and it does pretty much, you know, even now 6.5 years into the job, still does bring a lump to your throat just seeing, you know, that they both can see that they're okay. And I'm
trying to fix you. The last 5 months have been the ultimate test of Sam and Andy's relationship.
I don't like running.
I'm not going to break it gently for you, Sam. You've got to lose 2 kilos a week. It's just to start running.
Sick of running.
Sam's determination to save her husband has kept her going through blood, sweat and tears.
I've got to be the only person in the world looking forward to an operation. I'm not having my boobs done. I'm not having a tummy tuck or liposuction. Just, you know, get rid of a kidney. But it's going to be great. I can't wait.
That's your target, Sam. Go on.
My life can go back to normal. Andy's life can go back to normal. And we, as a family, can go back to normal.
I will try to fix you.
3 months after the transplant, they're putting their lives back together.
1, 2, 3.
It's good, isn't it, seeing Andy running around with Bay? It's nice to see him playing, nice to see him back as his old self, you know. He's gone from like 10% energy levels to 75-80%. Pretty much overnight, you can't argue for that, can you?
I mean, as you say, it's going to be 6 months before I'm back on top, but every day I'm getting there. Which is really good, because it means I can play with B a bit more now.
We couldn't really have asked for a better outcome. His kidney function is good, the transplant's working very well, he's stable, he's feeling a lot better. It's gone fantastically well.
Ready again?
This is the man I married. This is not the grumpy old git that I've been living with for the last 12, 18 months. And you can keep that in.
Well, I think that's all behind us now. And now we can look forward. And, you know, I can watch B grow up. He said it's given us life again.
Yeah.
And a future.
Definitely. Big future. The way it should be.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.